You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
All right, good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
We're great.
This is a big day, Todd. We haven't had Carol in studio.
In forever.
Since 2013. I mean, this is we've done a bunch of interviews, but it's been over Skype.
So, I've been in the witness protection program.
My heart is all aflutter.
I got to tell you, there's so many benefits to her being back that we really can't share on air. But it's great to have you back, Carol. Good to see you again. We have a great return guest today. This gentleman who is widely recognized as probably the best stress builder in Metro Atlanta. And as I said, a return guest to the show. Welcome back, Adam Corder. He is the Division President of Atlanta for LGI Homes. Adam, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. Before we get into our conversation, Adam, take a quick sec. Remind the audience a little bit about you and your background.
I am a native Atlantan, one of the few. Have been here my whole life. Grew up in Roswell and went to Oglethorpe University. Have been in the real estate business. Yeah, just like Carol. Have been in the real estate business since I left college in 95 and have worked for commercial builders and retail and apartment and home building for the last 15 years and have spent time with a couple of public builders and have now been with LGI Homes for about close to a year and a half.
So tell us more about LGI.
LGI is as of last year, was the 32nd largest builder in America. The numbers for 2013 have not come out yet. They'll come out next week. We expect to be somewhere in the 20s at that point. We are based in Houston, primarily focus on entry-level home building and converting renters into homeowners. Our neighborhoods are all identical in that we have the same sales process and sales system in every neighborhood across America. And we closed 1,617 houses last year. We became a publicly traded company in November last year. We are the only home builder in America to be traded on NASDAQ. Every other home builder that's public is on New York Stock Exchange. So we take pride in that being like us to be different and unique. We went public the same day Twitter did, ironically, in November. So we got no press and no TV coverage at all because every reporter in Wall Street was at the Twitter and we were there all by our lonesome at NASDAQ, but we're doing better than they are. So it's been a fantastic year and a half. The company is growing exponentially and yeah, we're excited to continue to grow and expand in Atlanta and elsewhere in the Southeast shortly.
Well, speaking of growing and expanding in Atlanta, you've got five neighborhoods now. The fifth one just opened up?
Yeah, the fifth one opens actually this weekend. So I'll be going there today and we'll be opening this weekend. We'll have five neighborhoods in Metro Atlanta and 40 employees as of last week. So we've come a long way in our year and a half. The four neighborhoods that are currently open are doing great. They're all pretty much the best-selling neighborhoods in each of their respective submarkets, and that's not a surprise to us. That's typical wherever LGI is. We don't really worry about competition too much. We have, like I said, a very different and aggressive sales and marketing strategy and process that we feel is unique in the business. And yeah, the neighborhoods are doing great, and we'll continue to grow and fill every corridor in Atlanta and keep on going that way.
What's the name of neighborhood number five and where is it located?
Number five is St. Joseph's. It is in Fairburn, Georgia, in South Fulton County, right off of State Route 74, just outside of the city of Fairburn in unincorporated South Fulton County.
Tell us about the neighborhood.
175 lots. We have purchased three different phases in there. There'll be five floor plans in that neighborhood with price ranges from the low 150s to 200,000 and square footage ranges from 1,600 to 2,700 square feet. And that sales team that'll man that office just got through with training. We do all of our training on a quarterly basis. Every salesperson in the company goes to Houston for 2 weeks of training and then does 2 weeks of training locally that myself and the sales managers are involved with. That team is finishing their training right now and the neighborhood will open and we expect it to be tremendously successful. We've had great interest from our test mailers and a lot of walk-ins and traffic and expect great things there.
So you've been in Atlanta about 18 months, is that right, as LGI? How many homes have you closed or sold, or what numbers can you give us?
In Atlanta, we've sold over 100, I would say. We've closed probably about maybe 50. I mean, we spent much of last year buying our first couple neighborhoods, setting the infrastructure, and didn't have closings until October, November last year. Our top-selling neighborhood now is a neighborhood in Clayton County called Semaphore Crossing. We currently have 27 or 28 homes under contract in that neighborhood. So we expect this month to be a record-setting month, and we expect Semaphore Crossing to be the best-selling non-master plan neighborhood in Atlanta this month.
All right. Adam Corder will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Adam Corder, the division president of Atlanta with LGI Homes.
Adam, you've mentioned your sales process several times in the first segment, and I know you cater to the first-time home buyer. I got to believe that there's a connection in there. As I'm too old to be a first-time home buyer, but picture me as a 25-year-old buying his first house. Tell me about why I care about the sales process.
Yeah, and to somewhat disagree with the premise, we feel like our sales process is not affected by the sales price of the house. The company's background actually is selling high-end custom lots in the $300,000 to $500,000 range. That sales process, we felt like nobody in the home building world had a real process. We took the sales process from our land sale experience, applied it to home building. And the process is basically that we go direct to the consumer. We do heavy direct mail marketing and internet marketing. The customers call us, we bring them in, we set an appointment, and we put them through a sales process that gives them a lot of information about the area, the company, and does, in our opinion, a great job of giving them every piece of information they need to make a decision. We ask our customers to make a decision on their first visit. We feel like we don't earn that right unless we give them all that information. So it's a lengthy process. It can be anywhere from 2 hours to 4 hours, depending on how many questions the customers have and how many different houses they're looking at. But yeah, it's unique. And every other home builder that I know of relies heavily on the brokerage market, which we do. We do get broker business, but we get the majority of our business is directly from the customer. And we put them through this process and we ask for a decision on that day.
Wow.
I'm a little taken aback by that. How do folks react to that? I mean, if I'm just kind of wandering in, hey, let me go look at a house, maybe we'll get one. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, do you want to sign here today? I don't want to sound like I'm being a wise guy, but it's a little bit like, wow, back off, man.
No, it's a fair question. And every single customer who's ever bought a house from us walks in with the exact same answer. I'm not buying a house today.
I'm just looking.
I've done that myself.
I was just driving by.
Yeah, just like you go into a car lot and you expect to be looking and you end up buying a car. So it's the process accepts that and we... Again, it's up to us. If we do things correctly, it becomes just a logical next step for the customer to go ahead and put the house under contract. Now, if we don't do a good job with various stages of the process, then the customer does not react favorably to when that time comes. But that's up to us. It's not the customer. All the customers are the same. It's up to us to make sure we answer the questions, give them information, and show them why it makes perfect sense to buy this home instead of continuing to waste money renting your apartment.
It's the ultimate upsell. Yep. You know, I walk into White House Black Market to buy one thing and walk out with four outfits. You're just doing the same thing on a grander scale.
Correct. That is correct. Cool.
So talk a little bit. You've said that you have 40 agents in Atlanta. Is that correct?
40 employees total. So each neighborhood has a heavier staffing pattern than most new home neighborhoods. We have generally four or five full-time sales agents in every neighborhood, a sales manager, an office manager, because salespeople sometimes struggle with paperwork and organization, and then a construction manager. So we have a heavier overhead pattern than most builders have, but the math's pretty simple. We sell four times the houses per neighborhood than the average home builder, so we need four times the staff to handle it.
How do you find those agents? I mean, because it sounds like the individual people, I mean, the process is important. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I buy that in spades, but you got to have the right kind of people. Talk a little bit about the kind of people that you're recruiting to be agents for you.
Yeah, our new home consultants generally come from a background that is often not new home sales. They come from selling something else. They've had success in any one of a number of industries. We find it sometimes is a challenge. Not that it can't be done, but sometimes it's a challenge to convert to change the habits that those agents have that come from another builder to fit within our system. But there are some that do it no problem, but often our best salespeople come from something else, car sales, timeshare sales, insurance sales. One guy working for us, one of our best salespeople, was a door-to-door vacuum salesman. So those people don't have any trouble asking for the sale.
They do not. All right. Well, Adam, I hate to say it. We are out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about LGI Homes?
Our website, lgihomes.com, has information on our neighborhoods, and we will be having a recruiting event again in June, on June 18th. And anybody who's interested in employment should go to workforlgihomes.com and go from there.
All right. Adam Corder, the division president of Atlanta with LGI Homes. Adam, as always, good to see you. And damn, you look good.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. The deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment with special guest Kevin Acock. We'll be right back.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, it's time for today's deal of the day. Laura, what have you got for us?
Well, today's deal comes to us from Home South Communities in their Ivy Creek Manor community. It is for the entire month of June, and it is for homebuyers. They will receive $10,000 towards closing costs, towards the cost of a home, or with upgrades when they use a preferred lender.
So they can apply this $10,000 any way they want it?
Basically, any way they want it.
That's pretty awesome. I mean, you can do an awful lot with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have to use a preferred lender?
Yes, you do have to use their preferred lender.
So Laura, where is Ivy Creek located?
It is located in Buford, Georgia, and it is just minutes from I-85, Buford Highway, Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, and the Mall of Georgia.
Well, thank goodness for that. But that's a pretty good location. You can get to it pretty easily, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can get other places like even Lake Lanier and Bogan Park are just a short drive away.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Laura, walk me through some of the details of the community. Tell me about the types of homes. What's the price points?
Sure. So Ivy Creek Manor has 33 single family home sites. They have 9 different spacious home designs, and the prices start in the $250,000s.
$250,000s?
Yeah. So not too terrible. No, great, great. Gwinnett County location. So if we're looking at, the square footage of these homes, they're from 2,526 to 3,463 square feet. So plenty of room for the family.
Plenty of room for the family. It's a good size square footage for a starting point in the 250s. That's and I think you said that as we record this, there's 33 homes available, and this is good through June. I have a feeling those are going to go sooner than that.
Yeah, I mean, these are coming with those great design options with the granite countertops, the stainless steel appliances, those ceramic tiles, backsplashes, hardwood floors. So, I mean, they really have a lot of those design options that people desire. And with all that space, I can't imagine they will stay on the market for long.
I agree. Where can people get more information about this?
Yeah, so people can contact Susan at 678-622-7460 or Ivy at 404-713-3373. They can also visit www.homesouthcommunities.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right. And we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Kevin Acock. He's the president of Kevin Acock Homes. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Kevin, before we get into our conversation, take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Grew up in South Mississippi. Father lived in Atlanta, so spent all my summers here as a kid. He owned an engineering surveying company, so I grew up on a survey crew. Went to University of Georgia, and when I finished there, started working in the home building industry.
So tell us a little bit about Acock Properties and Acock Homes.
So Acock Properties, I started while in the early 2000s while working for another larger home builder here in Atlanta. Did a few individual houses, renovations and stuff like that, but continued on with the other builder through the good market. Once the recession hit, we kind of ran out of houses to build, and I started transitioning into doing bank work, receivership. So we started finishing partially built houses, partially built neighborhoods for different banks as a quarter point receiver. Got into doing resorts, golf courses, and pretty much all over the Southeast. We did houses as far west as Arizona. We covered Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama. And then in mid-2012, we started selling out all the real estate that we had and realized it was time to get back into home building, and started back building in 2013 and launched, kind of did a rebranding transition from Acock Properties to launching Kevin Acock Homes.
Okay, so your focus now is on
the focus Acock now Homes. Is on Kevin Acock Homes and the home building. We still have receiverships that we're working on in Nashville, North Carolina, and here in Georgia, but we're back full-fledged home builder.
Well, tell me what's on the planning board. What's coming up?
Just trying to fill the pipeline right now. We've got several projects in town where we're doing the infill teardowns, some small subdivisions we're developing. Looking, we've got a couple other bit larger developments on the north side of town. And then we're buying developed lots in other areas of metro Atlanta, west side and south side, and relaunching those communities.
Let's talk a minute about your infill lots. Where are they located and what types of homes are you building there?
So we have infill in Buckhead, Tuckahoe Hills, Brookhaven, Sandy Springs, We're doing stuff in downtown historic Norcross, and their price points anywhere from 600 to over a million.
Talk a little bit more about the planned communities you've got. You said you had some developments that were already there. What kind of homes and communities are they going to be?
We've been looking at developed lots. As we all know, there's tons and tons of developed lots out there, or the pipe farms, as we call them. So we figured we need to take advantage of some of that. And through the downturn, when I acted as a quarter point receiver, we were selling thousands of lots for these banks to investment funds. And now in a lot of cases, we're going back to those friends we made and saying, all right, we'll buy them back from you. You know, the time is right. It's time to start building. And so we've got a few planned communities, College Park, Fairburn, Douglasville, Chamblee. And we've got one near Eastlake that we're working on right now and getting ready to launch those. Some of which we've actually started construction on. Douglasville, we're building a few houses in. Fairburn, we're building, and the other three we're getting ready to start. We're in the permitting process.
It's really exciting. It sounds like you're very busy and have a lot of different types of products out there. Talk a little bit about some of the luxury custom homes you have on the market. Like, is there one that's your favorite? Tell us about it.
The luxury homes are what I like to say, a lot of fun. We get to experiment with new product. We have a little bit bigger budget, so we get to put in some cool things that we don't get to use on more the price-conscious homes. So the in-town, the Brookhaven ones, the Buckhead ones, they're a lot of fun. That market allows for us to put really cool things in them and kind of play around with some new products.
All right. Kevin Acock will return after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Kevin Acock, the president of Kevin Acock Homes.
Kevin, I want to keep you going on the same train of thought you had just before the break. And let's say somebody very wealthy like Carol is going to work with you on one of these custom homes. Talk a little bit about the process. How are you going to work with Carol just to make sure that she knows about the new products and the kind of options that are available in one of these luxury homes you're building?
Well, we do have a lot of clients that come to us and they own their own lot. They have a real good idea of what they want to build, not necessarily have house plans yet. So we have a number of different architects here locally that we work with. So we kind of team up with them to design the home for them based off what their needs are. Some cases they already have plans done and they'll come to us and say, all right, Kevin, this is, I've been working with one of the big architects in town. We've come up with a plan now, how do we decorate? What do we do from here? So we take from that stage, we walk them through and handle the permitting process, handle the selection side. We have a showroom that we take them to and basically show them all the products that we would use and we would select, and then basically tell them to show us a picture. If it's something you like, something you've seen on a website, a magazine, take it out, bring it to me, and we'll find it. And we'll find a way to make it work or incorporate it into your home.
It's always so much fun. The sky is really the limit on options now. I imagine that part of the challenge is keeping homes within budgets.
Well, that is a challenge. But we're here to guide them and say, listen, this is something that you're never going to recoup the cost on. But it may be cool and you just want it. Or say, yeah, this is definitely where you should spend your money, because if you reset down the road, you'll definitely recoup it. Yeah. So we try to guide them in that and tell them that, that's kind of, that may be foolish to spend money there, or that's a really good idea to spend it. So we try to help guide them and give them a little direction.
Do you see any new trends as far as features in custom homes?
It's not that there's necessarily new trends. It's new products are coming out there and people recognizing a little bit more across the world what they want. You really see that outdoor living space becoming a real big thing. The usability of space, especially in in-town market when, prior to the recession, and we go into Midtown and Morningside and the Highlands, and we were building these 5,000 square foot houses. And now people don't necessarily need that. We're going in building 3,500 square foot house on the same size lot. So they're realizing they're not needing as much space. They just want to make it a little more usable. It flows better, and there's just not the wasted space and extra rooms that people don't use.
a project is built as big as building a custom luxury home, there's going to be problems. I mean, it's inevitable. Talk a little bit about the kinds of problems that you've run into, and more importantly, how you've worked with the buyer to overcome them and make it all right.
Well, there's always problems. There's always going to be issues that pop up, and that's why we're there, you know, every step of the way to work with them, you know, from permitting issues. We all know the issues that come with that, you know, with trees that, you know, come up. Problems with their foundation or the soil, you know, not being well. And we just work through them. We figure out a solution to it. We get the engineers involved. We get whoever that we need to hire as a specialist to help us figure it out.
So related to home building, but not specific to what you build, I know that you're very involved with Homemade Atlanta. Do you want to tell us about what they have coming up this summer that people can get involved in?
Yeah, I'm actually on the board of Homemade. I have been for about 2 years now, and we're having our annual golf tournament fundraiser coming up June, I believe it's 17th. We'll be holding that at Peachtree Golf Club, and so we still have lots of sponsorships available for anyone who's interested. One of the great things about Homemade, beyond the great cause that it provides for temporary housing for the homeless, but as a sponsor, you're actually, Homemade is a tournament that you really get the decision makers out there, the owners and the presidents of the home building companies are the ones who are actually playing. So it's a great place to come network and sponsor and support Homemade.
All right. Well, we appreciate your good work there. Kevin, we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Kevin Acock Homes?
KevinAcockHomes.com. And then we also have a site on Houzz, Pinterest, and Facebook.
You can't forget that one.
Nope. Don't want to do that.
All right. Kevin Acock, the president of Kevin Acock Homes. Kevin, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd certainly appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Adam Corder, Kevin Acock, my co-hosts, Carol Morgan and Todd Youngblood, I am Todd Schneck. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.